You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up in Wisconsin Life, we'll talk to an expert about the time-worn skill of blacksmithing. Now, Friday was the first debate in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. Incumbent Republican Senator Ron Johnson faced off against Democratic challenger Russ Feingold, repeating the matchup in the 2010 race for Senate in Wisconsin. Libertarian candidate Phil Anderson did not take part. Here are some highlights from the debate.
I've not been shy about disagreeing with our candidate, with our nominee, and certainly I'm not going to defend the indefensible.
I have supported Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, both. I said all along that I would happily support either one.
Obamacare is a massive consumer fraud.
Well, the fraud here actually is pretending that these problems didn't exist before the Affordable Care Act.
Paid family leave mandated by the federal government would increase the cost to those employers, not allowing them to have money to increase wages and benefits.
So people want the minimum wage raised, but they also want family leave, paid family leave. I believe it should be 12 weeks.
That was Senator Russ Feingold, or rather former Senator Russ Feingold, and incumbent Senator Ron Johnson from Friday night's debate in Green Bay. Dennis Dreesang joins us now to break down what happened. He's a professor emeritus of public affairs and political science at UW-Madison. Dennis, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So this race between Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold is a tight one. The polls show it tightening. We've got Feingold at 46%, according to the Marquette University Law School poll. We have Ron Johnson at 44, and Libertarian candidate Phil Anderson is polling at 4%. So given that backdrop, how important is a debate like last Friday's in a tight Senate race like this?
Well, at this point, most people have made up their minds, but since it is a tight race, the debate, I think, is very important, both in terms of providing some information for those people who have not made a decision one way or another, and for energizing the base. I think voter turnout is going to be very critical.
In last Friday's debate, the presidential candidates, they came up right away. And the big question there, how did Russ Feingold and Ron Johnson talk about their support of or their distance from their party's nominees, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
Well, Russ Feingold tried to isolate Johnson from the rest of, or not all of the Republican leaders, but the majority of Republican leaders, including his Senate colleagues who have come out and basically distanced themselves from Ron Johnson, I mean from Donald Trump. Johnson did give a somewhat balanced response on Trump by basically saying, there are things I agree with and there's behavior and language that I don't agree with. He still is vulnerable on that particular issue since he maintains an endorsement of Donald Trump. Most of the attention was, as usual, on Donald Trump rather than Hillary Clinton. I think that Johnson made a decent attack on Clinton, and Feingold had a very reasonable kind of response to defend his continued support for Hillary Clinton and for Bernie Sanders. And given the Democratic split, the fact that Bernie Sanders did so well in the primary, I think it was strategic for Feingold to mention that he also thinks that Bernie Sanders is a good person.
It's worth pointing out that, as you said, Ron Johnson does currently still hold an endorsement for Donald Trump, but he did not once mention the candidate's name, similar to House Speaker Paul Ryan last week. What do you think is the significance?
Actually, I don't think that is very significant. It's kind of symbolic that there's a certain amount of distance there, but I think we all know who he's talking about.
And you said that in terms of what Ron Johnson had to say about Hillary Clinton, there was an attack there, and Johnson brought up the question of trustworthiness. How did that play out?
Well, it's the main attack that Trump and other Republicans have had on Hillary Clinton. It's a general attack. It doesn't have a lot of specifics. When you start getting into specifics, There's much more in terms of accusation than evidence, but nonetheless, the circumstantial evidence that's there does raise some questions, and I think that probably those people who support Hillary Clinton wish that there wasn't that distraction.
Now, moving on to some of the issues on which they disagree, the Affordable Care Act came up in this debate. What did each of them have to say about that?
Well, Russ Feingold essentially said that there were some parts of the Affordable Care Act that needed to be improved and amended, and he was rather specific about the kind of improvements that he would favor. Ron Johnson really didn't talk very much about amending the Affordable Care Act, but rather, as he put it, going back in time and going to a position where we didn't have the Affordable Care Act. We could kind of start all over. And there was a theme that Ron Johnson mentioned there, as he did in a number of the other issues, which is that he's a libertarian. He's a Tea Party Republican who really wants to rely on the private sector, on market forces, and he's got this pretty consistent attack against government.
Incumbent Ron Johnson is chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. So what did Johnson and Feingold have to say about ISIS and about other national security issues on Friday?
Well, Ron Johnson mentioned his role in the Senate, although he mentioned it in more general kinds of terms, and then immediately kind of went into an attack on President Obama, again, in rather general terms, dealing with not just ISIS, but military and the like. Russ Feingold, who has a lot of experience from his previous time in the Senate, as well as what he's done since leaving the Senate, he's got a lot of experience in international affairs. And his response, I thought, was, to some extent, in a surprising way, pretty focused. He had several specific points and specific ways in which he would deal with the ISIS issue. And he didn't use that as an opportunity to talk in general national security kind of terms.
We're talking with Dennis Dreesing right now, Professor Emeritus of Public Affairs and Political Science at UW-Madison. Looking back at last Friday's debate between Senate incumbent Ron Johnson and challenger Russ Feingold. And another topic that came up of interest in Wisconsin and also on a national scale, the candidates were asked about how to rebuild trust between police and the communities they serve, sometimes minority communities. And this was, of course, tied to two nights of unrest in Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood that happened earlier this summer. What did the candidates say about that?
Well, actually, Ron Johnson didn't fully address that particular issue. He spent almost all of his time that he was allotted on that particular subject talking about the Joseph Project, which indeed is a very valuable and innovative kind of project, but it deals more with people who have been incarcerated and are now out of jail or prison. So he didn't really deal with the police shootings. Russ Feingold really focused on two kind of issues. One is supporting community policing, and which is a very common response of a lot of people to the police shootings, and talking about building trust within the community, and then talked more generally about institutional bias in not only policing, but housing and jobs and the like.
Another area of interest that came up during the debate, paid family leave, and a pretty stark difference there between the two candidates. How did they respond about that question?
Well, that was another opportunity for Ron Johnson to articulate his belief that we really ought to be focused on market forces, on letting businesses do what is best for the businesses, having government stay out in terms of programs and regulation and the like. Russ Feingold, on the other hand, he made a comment about minimum wage, which wasn't really germane to paid family leave, but then he did talk specific and forceful about paid family leave and pointing out a number of interactions he's had with people around the state. That so he brought some storytelling into his response, and then made a point which actually was made by the moderators or the panel as well, which is that the United States is rather unique among the Western countries in not having paid family leave.
And finally, Social Security was a hot topic in this election. What plan did each of the candidates lay out there in the debate to get at problems with that program?
Well, again, opportunity for Ron Johnson to talk about his libertarian and Tea Party kind of approach, relying on market forces and talking about the virtues of economic growth generally. Russ Feingold made it clear that he did not want to privatize Social Security, that he wanted to keep it as a public program, and had a specific recommendation, which is indeed one that a lot of economists suggest as well, and that is raising the cap on the amount of money each year that you pay Social Security taxes on, so that there wouldn't be a cap and people who earn at high levels of income would pay more, and we would generate more money for Social Security in that way.
Now, it sounds like this debate overall was a very civil debate, in contrast, I guess, with the last presidential debate. It does sound, though, that both candidates kept their focus on lines of attack that they've had for a while now. Johnson saying Feingold is a career politician without much to show for it, and Feingold saying Johnson is a pro-corporation against the working family. How did those various narratives about the candidates come out?
Well, I agree with you. I thought that we didn't have the kind of interruptions, we didn't have the body language, the demeanor that really did not show respect by the presidential candidates. That was absent in this particular debate, and credit to both candidates. I think that a theme that came through for Russ Feingold is a theme that he's had since he began in public office. He's very much in the Bill Proxmire kind of mode of relying a lot on contact with the people, going around the state. He had lots of stories, lots of linkages. He made a lot of his points in that way, talking about problem solving that gets generated from grassroots kind of interactions. Ron Johnson's theme that came through a number of times in almost half of all of the topics that were raised was this philosophy that he has that government is too big, we can't let government get bigger, government costs too much, we can't have more government spending, we really need to rely on businesses and market forces.
Dennis, thank you so much for joining us.
A pleasure.
That was Dennis Dreesing, Professor Emeritus of Public Affairs and Political Science at UW-Madison. He joined us to look back at Friday night's U.S. Senate debate in Wisconsin.